For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We were talking about the Knicks and at home and why they couldn't get a big lead. And you would think in the NBA, this is what happens. Like, the home team is supposed to win, and the home team is supposed to be winning big at some point in the game. And it really hasn't happened, especially when you have such a disparity in talent. So it just goes to show you, if there is this disparity on paper, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and there's something, too, about Karl Anthony Towns, and we'll take your Nick calls here after a Game 2 loss, 888-808-1019. So there's certain guys that came here that I actually believed, which is a rarity in pro sports these days, that they wanted to win for this franchise, for the fans, and for the city. Like, Jalen Brunson didn't just come here because it was like, oh, you know, they gave me a bunch of money, and
oh, his dad was-
my dad's here. No, like, I think he really was like, man, I want to be the guy who brings the Knicks back. I even felt that way in the early portion of Julius Randle's career before the team started changing. Like I could be the guy that changes this place. And, like, he bought into that. He said stuff like that. Josh Hart, I believe, is one of those guys. I just don't get that sense from Karl Anthony Towns. Like, I don't get the sense that this means anything to him. Like, being the big man and the superstar that brings the New York Knicks back to the NBA Finals. Like, I just don't get that sense from him. I don't see the disappointment when things aren't going great. I don't hear it from him. I think that wherever he plays, this is who he's going to be. And he just doesn't have that same sort of fire that these other guys did when they came here, experienced playing in the Garden as a part of the home team and the fans.
I'm going to disagree with that. I am. I mean, that's your take and that's your opinion. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm just going to say that, you know, he had an off game last night. He had a couple real, you know, close-in shots, and he missed them. He was off, and he never got back, and he never got into any sort of rhythm offensively in the game. And I know that late in the fourth quarter, it was all Jalen Brunson and it was all Mikal Bridges. I mean, that's basically what it came down to. And I saw the frustration by OG Anunoby. I could tell by the body language, because I know he was having a tough game with Cade Cunningham, you know, who had his best game. But, and that's a, you know, that's a double-edged sword for OG, because he, you know, when Jalen Brunson was out, who carried the team?
Yeah, him. Yeah.
He did. And he had a great first game against Detroit. And last night he was working extra hard on defense. And, you know, you're not going to stop the other team's best player every single night. I mean, it's going to be a night where that guy's going to show up and he's going to have a game, and that's exactly what Cade Cunningham did. But I think that the reputation of Karl Anthony Towns, that's one thing. I didn't think that when he came here. This was, you know, commentary from ex-players, players that have watched him play in Minnesota. I didn't believe that, and I do believe that this group of guys here, I still wish they had DiVincenzo here. That's the one. If you couldn't have Hartenstein and you couldn't have DiVincenzo, if you could have had one of those two guys, you know, I think DiVincenzo would have been the guy.
Yeah, either one of them would have been great, to be honest with you. Hartenstein, though, was just being the big man down there without Mitchell Robinson for most of the season. I would have preferred,
plus,
actually.
Plus, he was a good passer.
Right. I would have preferred Hartenstein with one of the two, but both are gone. And it's not, it's just there's certain guys in pro sports that, you know, that it's not about, like, they get their contract, they've earned it. I'm not going to say anything bad about that. But it's just like there's some people, like Francisco Lindor is a guy that I think got here and was like, man, like, I really want to win a championship in a Mets uniform. And like Aaron Judge, I know every day goes out there and I want to be like the other Yankee legends when I put this uniform on and then having won a championship.
He dropped the ball.
That means something to me. Like, and then these that Knick team last year, like, they're buying in, they're talking about the 90s Knicks. Those guys are sitting there and like, this is the new version of them. They're buying into the history of the organization. And I just feel like Karl Anthony Towns like parachutes in and is like, yeah, I'm just going to be me. You know, this big guy who's got a bunch of talent. Well, but then when the rubber meets the road, I go in the underground.
This is where he's going to feel it. He's going to hear it, especially, you know, if you're the best player in the court, and you're supposed to be the best player in the court, coming out of a game last night with 10 points ain't going to cut it.
Yeah.
But again, I just keep telling you that, to me, and I said this earlier this morning when we started, that I really felt like, you know, Jalen Brunson at times turns into Carmelo Anthony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
And it's me. And I think he really wants to be great. And I get all of that. He works hard. And I respect him immensely as a basketball player. But last night, it was just too much.
Let's go to Steve in New Fairfield. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you?
Good, Steve. What do you got?
Love Jalen as much as any Knick fan. We all love him, obviously. But, Boomer, I'm with you, man. Just too much Brunson on the stretch. He's got to delegate more. And Towns, we get on him. Gio, I disagree with you. Towns has that stigma with him a little soft. I think he really wants to get that off his shoulders, and he really wants to do it in New York. I disagree with you. And it's hard for a big man. You're not controlling the ball. He didn't have enough touches, and that's where Tibbs has to come
in.
And
I did say that, Steve. Tibbs in the post game where he's like, well, they're doubling him. That's not a good enough excuse. That you got to find a way to get that guy open and get on the ball.
Absolutely. And look at his height. Yeah, he got a shot block once on a three. Big deal. He get him, post him hard up at the post. No one's as big as him. He can shoot over someone. And when he goes to the hole, he's a beast. So that's where Tibbs has to. And I gave Tibbs credit after game one. Me and my son were like, he had a hell of a game. Tibbs mixed things up. Shamit, he was playing guy last night.
Well, campaign hit some three-pointers. That's what changed everything up. I mean, he actually went out there and hit, I think, three big pointers. 3 points.
Right. But he got away from making mix and match, and with Mitch and our guys disappeared, he went with six guys for the most part in that game. McDuce hit a few threes, but I didn't think Tibbs had a great game. So,
yeah, I mean, it's starting to brew a little bit with him, unfortunately, and it's not because he's a bad coach. He's a great coach, but he may have a roster on his hands now that doesn't fit the style that he wants to coach.
You know, it's amazing to me that they would bring in this group of players, Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns in particular, because they were the ones that are part of the starting five. And not have a conversation with Tom Thibodeau about whether or not you want to acquire these guys?
I'm sure they did. But I'm just, I think that he also thought that he's like, oh, this is going to work. It's definitely going to work. And Karl Anthony Towns, all that stuff about him that we heard, you know, his defense isn't great or he doesn't have the edge. Like, I'll change that. We'll get him here in New York and I'll change that. And hasn't been able to do it. And by the way, when he was talking about Landry Shamet, I wanted to bring this up. For whatever reason, last night it hit me for the first time that Landry Shamet and Spike Eskin could be long-lost brothers. Take a look at their face.
Okay.
He looks like Spike. He's got the same nose and mouth thing going on. It's bizarre. It's like if you just quick look on the court, you're like, Spike Eskin's out there to Knicks uniform.
I'm trying, you know, refresh me. Does Landry Shamet have as many tattoos as Spike?
No, he does not.
No.
It's just a facial thing. It's a facial thing.
The skinny face.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the
pointy,
the
pointy chin, skinny face, pointy chin, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Kevin in the Bronx. What's going on, Kevin?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
All right, hey, Kev, man. What's happening, brother?
Not much. You know, just this team, this Knicks team this year, it's just like, it's last year they were so gritty and tough, you know? Like, I love Josh Hart. He plays hard, don't get me wrong. But, like, he's, like, smiling when, like, these guys are pushing Jalen Brunson. Like, Malik Beasley, I don't know if you saw game one, was giving it to Jalen Brunson. Like, that's your star player. You got to get guys in there to come in like, yo, don't mess with my star player. These guys are all laughing. And, you know, last year, Dante and Hartenstein, they would have got into him.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue. And this is one of the things that I, you know, brought up right away when Kat came here was that Patrick Beverley podcast. Patrick Beverley played with Karl Anthony Towns, and they're still friends. And they were even texting during this particular podcast when that game was over. But he just basically said, you know, you had Draymond Green choke your teammate in front of you. He choked Rudy Gobert, and you didn't do anything about it. And he's like, I thought I taught this guy better. And he sit there, he's the biggest guy on the court. He's just watching his teammate get choked out, and everybody's going to see that. And then you can't even, he's like, it's over now. You can't even, with the way he put it, is you can't even get your get back.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.